This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from The Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com. And there's the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, opening up the noon hour with some precious metals, so to speak. A waltz from Hungarian composer Franz Lehár that goes by the name of the Gold and Silver Waltz here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have you along. As classical music continues, we've reached the afternoon hours, and between now and 3 o'clock, classical music to enjoy, which in this noon hour is going to entail a bit of romantic music for violin by Max Bruch, and a lively visit from the Zelina State Chamber Orchestra with Le Carnaval d'Aix, music by French composer Darius Milhaud, in just a bit on KPR. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday afternoon. We're joined next by the London Symphony, led by Michael Tilson-Thomas, pianist Vladimir Feldsman in on things as well. This is what happened the first time Prokofiev wrote a piano concerto, which he completed as a 22-year-old student at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1911. He dedicated this to his teacher, the so-called dreaded Cherepnin, and with this piano concerto, he managed to win top honors in piano accomplishment and won the coveted Anton Rubinstein Prize. Piano Concerto No. 1 in D by Prokofiev, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. The last few passages of that piano concerto, a magical crescendo from Sergei Prokofiev, and his 1911 Piano Concerto No. 1 in D-flat, played by the London Symphony, conducted by Michael Tilson-Thomas, along with pianist Vladimir Feldsman, today on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:30. About 10 minutes from now, the Zelina Chamber Orchestra brings us festival music from French composer Darius Milhaud when we hear Le Carnaval d'Aix for piano and orchestra in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn more about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here's a short offering from Max Bruch, A Romance for Violin in A Minor. Our violinist Aaron Rosan is joined by Hugh Song on piano, next on KPR. Romance for Violin in A Minor by Max Bruch, played by violinist Aaron Rosan, joined on piano by Hugh Sung on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 12:40, 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour and NPR News, followed by more classical music, till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's been said that the best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. And the best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast, which is coming up Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. That's when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's no better way to make your pledge to KPR go farther. So we hope you'll be able to join us for the Power Breakfast Friday morning, 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR. Next on KPR, some fun music from French composer Darius Milhaud, who was undertaking a United States concert tour back in 1927 and decided then to unveil some new music for piano and orchestra. Based on some ballet episodes that he had composed earlier, some 12 dances that were all in some way meant to reflect the image of stock characters from the Commedia dell'arte bumbling around an outdoor fantastic festival setting. This is known as Le Carnaval d'Aix. Kirk Trevor leads the Zelina State Chamber Orchestra with pianist Joshua Pierce on KPR. Created in 1927 by French composer Darius Milhaud, Le Carnaval d'Aix, performed by pianist Joshua Pierce with the State Chamber Orchestra of Zelina, conducted by Kirk Trevor on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's almost 1 p.m., NPR News just ahead, and in the next hour of classical music, Grieg's Cello Concerto. And if it occurred to you Grieg never wrote a cello concerto, well, then we have a surprise for you in the next hour.
Over the course of her career, Vice President...
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Pop-Up Science National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities, open to the public in all ages, Saturday 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News, I'm Laura Points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, with a festival march from English composer Haydn Wood on Kansas Public Radio. To set a lively tone for our 1 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music, I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be back with you. And hope you're enjoying yourself in an afternoon of classical music. We have the London Philharmonic coming up to bring us something special by Edvard Grieg, in a roundabout way, I should say. We'll hear a cello concerto. And some of you out there may be aware that Edvard Grieg never actually composed a cello concerto, though in the late 19th century he did compose a cello sonata, and what we'll listen to a little bit later is essentially an orchestration of that piece. That's in about a little over 15 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Malevo Live, an all-male group specializing in Malimbo, a traditional Argentine folk dance. Thursday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc and the Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org. We'll proceed with some chamber music from the great 19th century Austrian piano virtuoso and former student of Mozart, from composer Johann Nepomuk Hummel, piano trio number 4 in G with the Beaux-Arts Trio, here on KPR. There you had piano trio number 4 from composer Johann Nepomuk Hummel, played by the Beaux-Arts Trio, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:28, a little over half an hour until the top of the hour, our next update of news headlines from NPR at that time, and more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Later on tonight, classical music resumes with Destiny, your host from 7 to 9 this evening, with music about geese, yes, apparently so, but perhaps not the type of geese you think. You'll also be treated to Dvorak's Wild Dove symphonic poem and a Haydn symphony featuring a virtuosic horn quartet. Those and other delights during Classical Music with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport video library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport. What we have for you next is a marvelous concerto by Edvard Grieg. No, not his famous piano concerto, but rather a concerto for cello. Now, some of you may point out that Edvard Grieg never actually wrote a cello concerto, but around 1882 he did write a marvelous cello sonata, and what we'll hear is essentially an orchestration of that sonata, put together in the mid-1980s by one Josef Horowitz for the Chelskary Choir, and subsequently arranged a bit further by one Benjamin Walfisch, who is the son of the cello soloist in this recording, Raphael Walfisch, with the London Philharmonic, led by Vernon Handley. They're next on KPR. Edvard Grieg's cello concerto, or more properly, his cello sonata, in its arrangement for full orchestra by Josef Horowitz back in the 80s. Vernon Handley led the London Philharmonic with cellist Raphael Walfisch here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 2 p.m., and about time for NPR News in the next hour of classical music. We'll hear something from a not-often-heard ballet by Camille Saint-Saëns called Javac. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From composer Oscar Strauss of Vienna, Der Regen, a waltz performed by the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, led by Alfred Walter, to get things started in this hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for being on hand at the place for classical music, NPR news, and a great deal more. This hour will bring us chamber music by Georg Philipp Telemann, not to mention the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and a violin concerto from the great Polish composer Karol Szymanowski, his second, in just a bit. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K, 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. The Queensland Orchestra has our next performance with something from a not-too-often-heard ballet written by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns around the year of 1896. We'll listen to a few dances from the ballet Javac, which told the story of a simple village where a festival was taking place and a pair of village youths, a young man and a young woman, who wished to marry but forbidden by the girl's parents until she was crowned queen of the festival by winning a dance competition. We'll hear a bit from scene two of that ballet, À la Maison, or At Home, from Javac with the Queensland Orchestra next on KPR. A little music, a few dance episodes from scene number two of a ballet by Camille Saint-Saëns from the late 19th century. We heard À la Maison, or At Home, from the ballet Javac with the Queensland Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 2:24, and in about 10 minutes from now, we'll be joined by the Montreal Symphony for the second violin concerto by Polish composer Karol Szymanowski. Support for classical music on KPR comes from The Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. And the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More at CiderGallery.com. Next on KPR, we have a dash of chamber music, a trio sonata originally by Georg Philipp Telemann, with a little room made in this recording for one more musician. We'll hear violinist Isaac Stern, flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, Mstislav Rostropovich playing cello, and playing lute Matthias Spater, here on KPR. A trio sonata in E minor by Georg Philipp Telemann, performed by four musicians today, violinist Isaac Stern, flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, and playing lute Matthias Spater, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music with Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way for you to do that and make your KPR contribution go much farther. Our fall membership drive gets underway on Friday morning, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. That's Friday, and if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, September 7th, 7:30 p.m., check out the Topeka Symphony at White Concert Hall with the program Sing, 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 part of their concert season, Putting on the Ritz. International opera superstar Michael Spires and family will be around for a night of arias, duets, and the best ensembles from opera and Broadway. You can find out more about this concert, as well as all of the Topeka Symphony Orchestra's events, over at topekasymphony.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have now the Montreal Symphony and conductor Charles Dutoit with us, along with violinist Chantal Juliet, for music by the Polish composer Karol Szymanowski, born in the late 19th century and stood there just on the cultural border between 19th century Romanticism and 20th century avant-garde. We'll hear Szymanowski's Violin Concerto No. 2 next on Kansas Public Radio. Thus ends Violin Concerto No. 2 from Polish composer Karol Szymanowski. We heard the Montreal Symphony, conducted by Charles Dutoit, along with violinist Chantal Juliet, here on KPR, where it's also the end of an afternoon of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you, and hope you've enjoyed what you've heard today. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow, but don't forget that Destiny has more classical music for you tonight from 7 to 9. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.